Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's up, you ace?
Yeah, ace. We got to get to it, history lesson time.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, June 9th, 1934, everybody's favorite duck, Old Donald, made his debut in the Silly Symphonies cartoon, The Wise Little Hen.
Damn, he's been around since 1934.
1934.
Huh?
He has been pantsless since 1934.
Just walking around.
I like Donald Duck. I have become.
You know
much...
what he was doing? You know why he doesn't have any pants on?
No, why?
He was in a Zoom meeting.
Oh, is that what it was? He didn't need to. You're an idiot. I have become much more familiar with Donald Duck now, having my daughter. He's in a lot of the little golden books, the Disney books. He's a little scamp. He's a little troublemaker, that Donald Duck.
Your daughter something more recent, for God's sake. It's like she's living in the Great Depression.
They're
you're
fun
reading
books.
Her the gold those golden bind books.
Those
exactly
are national treasures, and I tell you what, you can get them for a nickel at most.
For a reason, because people aren't teaching their kids. Do you upgrade a little bit?
What should I read her, Hunter? You give me something, Mister.
I don't know,
Mister.
Like
Men of Many Books.
Book.
That you'd be lucky to get through a golden book.
What are you showing her? Some like old like stop motion Disney films too.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to beat you with a golden book. How about that? My one question is, why does he wear a towel around his waist when he gets out of the shower? Okay, so every other time, he's no pants, all right? He's got his little sailor jacket on, okay, or whatever he's wearing, his pea coat, and no pants. But when he gets out of the shower, towel on around the waist.
See, here's the question. Now, if somebody were to walk up to him, pull that towel off, would he go, ah! Or would he just be like, eh?
I've never seen it. I've never seen the Disney the Disney smut film where he gets his towel ripped off.
Yanked off.
It's
a good question.
They do it to teach people or teach children, like, hey, you got to wear a towel when you're just walking around after the
probably
shower?
Yeah,
but then what is it teaching
them naked
when he's not wearing pants? I feel like it's conflicting messages they're sending. Mm-hmm.
Did you smoke pot before you read this book or what? You're looking way too into this.
Why does Donald Duck wear a towel, man? It doesn't make sense, man.
I don't get it, man.
I don't know. But I do like, he has become one of my favorite, more favoritist. Jesus, I am stoned. He's always getting into trouble. And they're always like, oh, Donald. Oh, you Donald. Silly little tramp, you. That's what it is. Yeah. So, anyway, but I just don't get it.
Pantless Donald Duck. There
he just he lets it all just flop around every other time, but when he's out of the shower, keeps it all tidy. All right, anyway, we have gone way too long about Donald Duck.
Way too deep into this. Way too deep.
That is what happened on this day in history, 1934. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jim Gaffigan.